What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. So, is there anything else that you think is important to understand about the platform?
Those are the basics, man. I mean, look, you know, as I said, I work with most of the people that I work with are a lot of the high-end coaches, and I've been blessed. These are guys that I've read their books on how to, you know, really start my company, from Dan Sullivan to John Maxwell to Jay Abraham to, you know, Joe Polish. I mean, a lot of these guys out there. But the problem is I want to make sure that I provide this information. So on LinkedIn, dude, I share daily content all the time. I always tell people to follow me on there. I try and give as much information. But the biggest thing y'all know is most people don't actually take action on, you know, on any content they read. As I always tell, people come in, they're like, oh, how do you do this? I'm like, look, man, are you going to take action or not? If you're not, there's this cool website. It's called Google. You can search and collect as much information as possible and never take action on it. If you want to be able to take action and actually get results, you know, let me tell you about this. So that's always the biggest thing. So like, we just recently put out a masterclass for the first time ever, that really takes everyone through with, very small groups, to be able to get them educated on every aspect, to be able to, within 6 weeks, be able to get them to the other side.
That's awesome. So if you could go back to before you ever started a business, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
Well, I mean, honestly, the biggest thing is, I'm not alone. It's funny you asked that question. It's a repetitive question on a lot of different kinds. Like yesterday, I was doing a podcast. I got asked the same thing. Most entrepreneurs, we all feel like we're on this island. We create this island for ourselves, that we're all alone. This is why I love that group that you're in. You know, it shows that we're not alone. Too many people go, I've got to bear this weight. I mean, dude, that almost killed me. You know, I look back at my past. I was running 10 companies outside looking in. You know, I was successful based on what people base success on, which is monetary value. At that point in time, I was 45 pounds heavier than I am now. My relationships were monetary, and I had no vision about where I was. I just knew where I was at. And everything was work as hard as I played and played as hard as I worked, you know, and it was killing me. It was putting me in a shallow grave really quick. You know, I'm family, kids, everything, house. And I finally realized this just wasn't the way I was going. And because I made myself alone, I tried to do it all on my own. We're not alone. Entrepreneurs aren't alone. We've got all each other. And the only way that we're going to be able to change this world, because I believe entrepreneurs are the ones that can do it. We've got to be able to do it together. That's why I do everything I can to work with amazing people like yourself and some of my other clients, to be able to all work together to all of us rise up. Long answer to our easy question. Sorry.
Absolutely. One thing that we always say is we all win when we all win. And that's kind of what I live around.
Yeah. So that's it, man. And that's why I came on. When you asked me like, hey, will you do it? Hell yes, I will. It's in my life. It's either hell yes or hell no. It's the same kind of thing when you think about posting, right? So people go in, they want to be indifferent. Screw that. You want to be polarizing. I want people to either love me or hate me. If I'm sitting in the middle of the fence and I don't push them either way, I'm just wasting their time and mine. And I value my time over everyone else's. Everything else, I value it over money. So, because it's the only one resource we can't get back. So you want people to be able to love or hate you, because that's the only reason they make buying decisions. They either love something or hate something. So always be polarizing. Same kind of scenario how I live my life. It's like, look, and my wife gets pissed off all the time. She's like, you're either all in, you're all out. Look, you know, it is what it is, but it's better that way.
Huh. There's something to be said for that, though. You know, like, you know what you're serious about.
And that's it, man. I mean, dude, if you're online and you're putting content out there, you want your haters. You got to be able to drink that hater, because the more haters you have, the more people that were going to stand up for you as well. And you're going to draw your right tribe in. This is why you get interaction. This is why content works. It's not because you're indifferent. You're like, oh, well, the day is beautiful. No, today is fucking hot in Austin. It's October and it's almost 100 degrees out still. When is it going to get colder? If people want to go, oh, well, it's okay. No, screw global warming. whatever it might be. You know, you have to be, and the people people are going to be like, dude, Josh is, I'm 100% with Josh, or Josh is crazy. Cool. That's what I want.
Awesome. So how do you deal with those haters when they do come up?
You answer them. I've got my good friend of mine, Jesse Elder. I mean, he's probably one of the best. I mean, he'll go through and he'll actually have an amazing conversation with them until they bow out, because he doesn't bother them. He's like, look, I know I'm doing what I have to do, and this is going to happen. When you're going down the path, you're always going to have people that either hate you for what you're doing or hate you for the success you're achieving. So you just got to be able to drink that shit and be able to keep on moving forward, because that's the only way you're going to get to where you're going.
That's awesome. And I feel like anytime you're doing something good, like if you're moving forward for yourself, a lot of the people, the haters, a lot of the time, they're hating because they're not doing it.
Right. It's jealousy. It's envy. So, you know, that means the things, the same kind of thing when people go in like, I don't want to share all my content and do, dude, that's why I share on here. Look, if someone, and they're like, someone's going to steal my stuff or they're going to copy. Cool. That's the best form of flattery. That means I'm doing something right. If someone steals what I'm offering and showing and teaching and tries to put their own name on it, rock and roll. That means I'm doing something well. And you know what? In the long run, they're going to have some success, but more than that, they're going to be found out. I mean, we've got new people like Jay Shetty, right? He just got outed for stealing everyone's content. I've got another name that's coming up. I can't really say it right now, but another big name just got, you know, revealed as well, of being one of those coaches out there that is stealing everyone's content. So, you know, it eventually comes out. Share as much as possible, and the truth will set you free, so to speak, right? Always be you.
Absolutely. So you wrote your book. It was called Balance is Bullshit, right?
Yeah, I got one. There we go. Look.
What's that all about?
Balance is bullshit. So kind of like what I told you, man. I mean, it shares the things that I went through in my life, you know, where I was success, you know. I've been a millionaire 2 times in my life. Been is the key word, right? Not is. And I wanted to be able to share these things. I mean, in the book, I talk about achieving, building the different companies, and sharing those things that I was basically raised. I mean, most of us as guys, right? And especially as entrepreneurs, we're not supposed to share all the shitty shit or the bad things that happen. You're supposed to be like, oh, I'm a rock. I'm good. Man, that's hard. That sucks. It's not the best way to do it. And so in the book, I kind of talk about some of the things that I messed up on. I start off right out of the gate with a story of being in Vegas at the Playboy Club. I was up there playing blackjack, and yeah, I made a bet with a buddy of mine. It was to buy source code for $1.3 million. And I didn't do any due diligence. In the long run, it cost my company $10 million over the next year. These are things I try to hide from. I talk about, you know, not being in shape, even though I had been in shape most of my life, because I allowed myself to be able to go down different paths and do the things that people do. And I talk about all the things that I did wrong and what I did to affix them in my life and be able to find myself where I am now. And it's really totally about, you know, work-life balance just messes more people up. There's no real balance in life. If you're balanced, you're not moving. That means you're dead. You know, you need to be integrating your life and find the pieces that are in your life that actually make you you, because the only reason you have success is for you. So how do you start your day every single day? Like my buddy Hal Elrod says with the Miracle Morning, you've got to start your day off, give yourself power to be able to do everything else you need to do to accomplish your goals.
Absolutely. The morning routine is, like, in my opinion, how you set the theme of the rest of the day. What do you have?
So, you know, I kind of go up. I mean, from waking up, I mean, I've got 2 kids. So, you know, sometimes I get the kids to school, but, you know, going in, waking up, really reading, meditating, getting to the gym, spending time with my family. The biggest thing that I don't do, and what most people do when they first wake up, is they touch their phone. Biggest thing that you're doing right there is you just set precedence for the rest of your day that the outside world is more important than you. I want you to think about that. if the outside world's more important than you, how are you going to be able to accomplish your goals? The world didn't stop spinning. Your company didn't blow up. If something really bad happened, they would have called you. It's not going to be on social. It's not going to be an email. You're going to find out. So give yourself an hour, give yourself 2 hours before you turn on the TV, before you open your computer, before you touch your phone, and give yourself everything you need to be the most powerful thing in your day.
I never quite thought about it that way.
So, I mean, perception, right? That's what drives us all.
Yeah.
And what drives most of us crazy is our perception of someone else's perception of us. We have no clue what it is, but that's usually what drives most people mad is, I bet they're thinking that I'm this way. We have no effing clue, but that's just usually what drives most of us crazy. So perception and the whole piece of how you look at your life, not allowing a subconscious perception of allowing the rest of the world to be more important than you, is important and key.
Wow, I love that we were able to touch on that. That's powerful.
Yeah, man. So, you know, in that same kind of scenario, and I gave you a tip on LinkedIn on how to be able to get your SSI score up, get more engagement. I want to also share one thing as well, because being able to go to bed every day feeling accomplished allows you to wake up at the same point in time and ready to accomplish more. Most of us go to bed across our life feeling like we didn't do everything we needed to do. Thus, we have a worse sleep. Thus, we wake up going, fuck, all right, I got to get up again. I got to do this whole round. But if you can go to bed feeling accomplished every single day, wouldn't that be awesome?
Absolutely.
So what I kind of tell people is, look, we all done the, you know, to-do items, right? You write it on a piece of paper. You write like, all right, cool. This is the shit. This is what I got to do today. You've done it before, right?
Yep.
All right. What's the value of that piece of paper once you actually write something on it?
Kind of worthless, right?
Still a piece of paper. Hasn't changed. There's no additional value to it other than you wrote some words on it. That's why most of us can go through and go, cool, I check that. I won't get that today. You know, I'll get it tomorrow. There's no value in it. But we hold ourselves personally responsible and accountable more than anyone else. So what I tell everyone to do is, when you touch that phone for the first time today, pull up your phone. We've all got this cool thing called the phone app, and record a video, and you go in. And I mean, I start with off going, these are the four things I'm going to accomplish today. Now, I want you to think about things that no matter what, you know, you can accomplish. I'm going to walk my dog. Dude, I'm going to use the restroom. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is, I'm going to eat breakfast. You start off easy, right? But these are things that without a shadow of a doubt, you know, you can accomplish. And you up them as you go along. You record it. Hey, Josh, today you are going to dot, 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 dot. At the end of the video, you go, Josh, congratulations, man, on accomplishing all your goals today. Before you go to bed at night, last 5 minutes, watch that video. It will change the way you sleep and the way you wake up the next morning and start your day.
Wow, that's
simple.
I feel
again,
like that would make a very deep, like, because I know the way that you talk to yourself makes a huge difference on the way you feel.
Right.
And like that plays a big part in why a lot of people have a hard time getting on camera. So I feel like doing that will help you mentally, and it'll help build the confidence to start creating content.
Damn, Trey, you know, I knew we were on the right path together, my friend. That's the byproduct, right? You naturally, as soon as you can tell yourself something, you can tell anyone anything. It's like looking at yourself, you're hearing yourself and you're seeing yourself doing it. You're using multiple senses. So when you can do that every day, dude, all you're doing is upping your game on the camera. This video is the key factor in where everything's going. So the more you do that, you're going to crush it whenever you got to do these Facebook Lives, you got to do videos, you got to do whatever you need to do to be able to help with your company, your product.
Wow, that's solid. What other mindset tips do you have since you're just dropping bombs right now?
Oh, man, let me think here. You know, one of the other biggest things is I always tell people it's, you look in there and you always try and find commonalities. You can't, when you're looking for your day, you want to try and be able to go through and be able to accomplish different goals. But trying to go to one thing, we always try too far to one side or whatever. I always say, look, what are the four things that you want to accomplish today? What's a commonality between those? And what can I go towards that path that actually touches each one of those? So like how I run my day. I don't live a balanced life. I don't have a work life. I don't have a personal life. Because if I did, that would mean I have two different personalities. If I had two different personalities, I'd be locked up in an insane asylum. I have one life. I have to live it that way. And that's the biggest problem where most people don't realize. They go, oh, well, I'm business over here and I'm personal. No, bullshit. You're one person. You have one life. This is the way you got to live it. So that's what you got to be able to find out. What makes you you? Find the commonality from those, the thread, and find the harmony and the integration in that on a daily basis.
That's awesome. That's one thing that I've been learning about more of the successful people that I'm around. They get very, very, very clear on what their intentions are, and then they wrap everything they do around those intentions.
Yep. That is it, my friend. I mean, being able to go through and make sure that you can accomplish those goals. So you don't try and, but you see people all the time. You're like, oh, wow, you must be. And then you meet them in person. You're like, not even the same person. They're totally different. So that's the one thing I want everyone, you know, to end this, man. It's like, we have one life online, just all, everything you see I do. I mean, when I ran multiple companies in the past, people would come to me and be like, hey, Josh, what do you do? I'm like, why don't you tell me what you do? And then I can roll through my Rolodex of personalities and then relate to you based on whichever company makes sense. That's insane. And at the same time, I became, when I was everything to everyone, I was nothing to no one. So when people were like, oh, this Josh, he can answer your question or he can point you in the right direction. Cool. They came to me for advice, but they didn't want to work with me. They didn't want to buy my products or services. They were just looking for free advice because I wasn't in a box. I wasn't someone they go, dude, that's Josh. He's the LinkedIn guy. He can help you out. Once they get in the box, then you can expand. And you can be able to show them more out, but you've got to be able to, people want to be able to place other people in a box. So allow that to be able to happen, be that one person. You might have multiple sides yourself, but be that one person all the time.
Huh. That makes sense. And that's something I kind of do naturally, that I've had people point out to me as like, as it's such a incredible thing that comes natural to me. Because I'm able to be myself in any situation.
Right.
I think a lot of people struggle with that because they're not completely clear on who they are.
That's it. I mean, that's one of the biggest things you got to be able to look at. And that's kind of where that, you know, accountability, you know, feeling accomplished. If you kind of figure, that'll help you figure out who you are if you're looking at yourself in the mirror every day.
Wow. Awesome.
Kind of we go back to the headline, right? You know, I help X to achieve Y so they can do Z. Same thing, know who you are, know what you do. If you can make it in that simple of tech, if you can be able to tell someone what you do, how you help them, and what they get in return after working with you, you evoke an emotion and people buy an emotion. Just like if I put a $100 bill in front of you and I put a dollar bill in front of you, you have a different emotional attachment to each dollar, each bill. Virtually, the paper is worth exactly the same. And we all know there's not enough money in the banks to actually cover half this money because we're like $1 trillion in debt. But the emotional attachment is what allows us to be able to use that money in different ways.
Wow. You're dropping so much truth this morning.
Well, I'm glad we're able to get on, brother. It's always fun to be able to do this. And, you know, if I can ever, if anyone has any questions afterwards, I'm not looking at any questions or the lives come up. You know, they can reach out to me on LinkedIn. They can post them in the comments below. Make sure you tag me. I'll come back in. I'll answer anything. I'm happy to be able to kind of continue the conversation any which way.
Awesome. So we're coming towards the end of our time here today. What do you have going on and how can people get in touch with you, my man?
Surprise, the best way. I mean, I could see it on my website, but the best way to be able to get in contact with me is find me on LinkedIn. It's Joshua B. Lee. At the same time, as I told you, man, I just dropped something I've never done before. It's called the LinkedIn Authority Accelerator. It's a 6-week course that goes through all the different aspects to be able to take you the fastest way through to be able to leverage LinkedIn and engage. And not only is it 6 weeks with 1-hour classes of no more than 10 people in a group, because I want to be able to have that intimate engagement, I also throw in a free hour of time with me to be able to go through and do a one-on-one consultation to be able to take people through to the other side. And it's something I've never done before, and I'm not really sure how long I'll actually have it open, because we'll see how it goes.
That's awesome, man. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for your time today.
Of course, Trent, anytime, my friend, and I really appreciate having you on, being on here, man, and having a conversation with you today.
Well, you brought so much freaking value. Like, you said some things that I'm going to put into play every single day from here on out.
Cool. Hit me up anytime. I'd love to follow you and I follow up afterwards if you have any more questions on how you actually put those in action.
Awesome. Absolutely. Let's keep in touch, man.
Cool. Take care.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you tune in for the next one. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.